Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor Andrew at midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in regards to the Midland Bay Landing. Re. Midland Bay Landing. Ever since the beginning of the planning process for what we now call Midland Bay Landing, I have been visiting and gathering information and photographs of waterfront developments across the country. The one thing that is clear to me is that the master plan, even though a decade old, is still relevant to the future needs of our community. A mixed-use area with housing, commercial, retail, and institutional components, all tied together by a network of waterfront trails, parks, and other public amenities. In spite of mischaracterizations, that is what is in the master plan. We have a developer that wants to move ahead, with the input from our citizens, to craft the details of what our waterfront will look like. I have many ideas and illustrated examples of how we might do that, and I look forward to sharing these in the public input sessions to come. So please, don't vote for moving backwards. The reality is, pausing this project when an agreement is already in place is unethical, and possibly illegal. This would mean nothing happening to the property for years. Vote to move ahead with MBL. And gather your ideas to share as we create a waterfront that meets the needs of our community, now and in the future. Burke Penny.